Bhagavatam 10 entitled Deliverance of the Yamalarjuna Trees. Text number 23. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text number 23. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Evam Uktva Sadeva Rishir. Gato Narayana Ashramam. Nalakuvara Mani Griva. Asatur Yamalarjuna. Shri Dev Goswami continued. Having thus spoken, the great saint Devarishi Narad returned to his ashram known as Narayan Ashram, and Nalkuvar and Manigreev became the twin Arjuna trees. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Arjuna trees are still found in many forests, and their skin is used by cardiologists to prepare medicine for heart trouble. This means that even though they are trees, they are disturbed when skinned for medical science. Om Agishna. Shri Shukadev Goswami continued. Hare Krishna. Seeking the blessings of all the assembled devotees, so that I can speak something today on this auspicious occasion of the disappearance of Shripad Sanatan Goswami. So in this series of verses which we are reading the deliverance of Nalkuvar and Manigreev, and how in various wonderful classes in the past few days we have been hearing about how Narad Muni actually analyzes the problems, as Nityanand Prabhu was explaining, the attitude problem with Nalkuvar and Manigreev. They were there in the holy river Ganges enjoying. And when Narad Muni came, they were thinking, why Narad Muni has come here? Probably he also wants to enjoy. So they were imposing that mentality. And how Narad Muni very, very mercifully analyzes the whole situation, and many devotees spoke on those verses, Akinchan Krishnapu and others, how Narad Muni analyzes the whole situation and in a most beautiful way and merciful way gave the punishment of being the trees in the courtyard of Sri Nanda Maharaj. And here in this, the last verse where of this section, where after cursing Narad Muni, or blessing in one sense, Narad Muni goes to his Narayan ashram. And Prabhupada in the two-line purport explains that Arjuna trees are still found in many forests, and the skin is used by cardiologists. So I remember even in Ayurveda also, my father also used to take that Arjun Chal, that powder they give for various heart diseases. So herein Prabhupada is mentioning that even though they were born as these trees, their bark was being cut and they were skinned, probably by then also the Ayurveda acharyas that time present there. And so in that sense, and by the mercy of Srila Narad Muni, they had the complete remembrance of their past life and their present condition. So in that sense, every step of scraping was like a reminder for them, or a great mercy of Narad Muni, that they could remember that this is the punishment which we are going, and their sincere repentance. And of course, by the mercy of Srila Narad Muni, as we see in the future verses, how Krishna, just because of Narad Muni's mercy, he reveals, or Krishna personally reveals his transcendental form and delivers these two devotees, Nalkuvar and Manigreev. And on this occasion today being the disappearance day of Sanatan Goswami, or as we celebrate in the north and the Braj, especially as Guru Purnima, we would like to speak something about Srila Sanatan Goswami. As Maharaj was one time mentioning, that it's not possible, what is our qualification to speak about an eternal associate of the Supreme Lord, Sripad Sanatan Goswami? There's no qualification or no adhikar to speak, but for our own purification, and Maharaj would say that as a matter of duty, so that we can read something about these great acharyas and on these special days to seek their blessings and mercy, we just talk about their wonderful leelas and pastimes and their contribution. It's like a drop in the ocean of nectar. We can just try to speak on that for our own purification. And so today also is Guru Purnima, as it is explained that today was the day when Sanatan Goswami, who was like the guru of the whole Braj Bhumi, all the devotees in Braj, the Brajabasis, they would respect him, as we will discuss later, as his their own spiritual master. And when he left, they were very aggrieved, and in his honor, on the day today and tonight, the maximum amount of devotees in the Brajabasis especially perform Sri Govardhan Parikrama, because which was very, very dear to Sanatan Goswami. He would do that every day. So in honor of that, they perform this Guru Purnima, or this celebration of performing the Sri Giriraj Parikrama. So that is... And I remember one time I was there, by blessings of the devotees, I was there with some group of devotees, and it is really, really crowded, and the maximum, the whole Brajabasis are there, and even the, especially the streets in the Radhakund, all those areas are completely filled with all the devotees in memory of Shripad Sanatan Goswami performing this Govardhan Prakrama in honor of him. So I was just thinking, we will, and as the Lord descends, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he descended, along with him came his eternal associates. So whenever the Lord comes, the eternal associates, when Krishna comes, he comes with his eternal associates. When Lord Chaitanya came, he also comes with his associates, the Nityanand Prabhu, the Panchatattvas, then the six Goswamis, and they later on to propagate his movement, the various acharyas, Srinivasa Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shamanand Prabhu, and others, acharyas, personally sent by the Supreme Lord to orchestrate his plan. Mahaprabhu introduced the Harinam Sankirtan through his congregational chanting, and through the six Goswamis, he actually established that Siddhanta and excavated the holy dham of Sri Vrindavan. And further on, through Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, he instructed them to take these scriptures which were given by the six Goswamis based on the teachings of Mahaprabhu into the all over the country, and that was their wonderful contribution. So in that sense, Sanatan Goswami, who is in the spiritual world as Labanga Manchari, very, very like a special personality, assisting Lalita Devi and Vishakha Devi in her eternal pastimes. So great mercy we are talking about him today. So I thought I'll just discuss from the Srinivasacharya's prayer on Shad Goswami Ashtakam. Maybe I'll just recite one of the verses, and then I will speak how Sanatan Goswami actually is exemplifying through his Leela these wonderful verses. And in the end, we will see how, as Mahaprabhu comes, he comes with his associates to teach certain lessons. And through Sanatan Goswami, he came to teach us his humility by his personal example and his literature. So we will discuss at the end about Sanatan Goswami's humility. So we'll first sing the first verse and then describe something from that. Krishna kirtana gana naratana praro premamrita bhinidhi dhira dhira jana priya karunu nismatsaro pujito Shri Chaitanya kripa bhavo bhuvi bhavo bharavahantarako vande rupa sanatana raku yugo Shri Jiva Gopalako. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswami, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are always engaged in chanting the holy names of Krishna and dancing. They are just like the ocean of love of God, and they are popular both with gentle and the ruffians. because they are not envious of anyone. Whatever they do, they are all pleasing to everyone and they are fully blessed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are engaged in the missionary activities meant to deliver all conditioned souls in the material universe. So we see in the life of Sanatana Goswami also, from the very beginning, it is described when he was born from the great exalted father Kumardev, who was the Brahmanas from the Karnataka. Very, very exalted, all three of the brothers, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and Anupam, very, very wonderful qualities they had from the beginning, and they were experiencing ecstatic symptoms of love of God from their beginning. And as they became very, very popular among all the people of Ramkeli there, and gradually when the king of Bengal at that time, Nawab Hussain Shah, he was there, so his ministers advised him that these two brothers are so popular, so if you invite them and have them as their ministers, then you can actually conquer the whole Hindu people and control them very nicely. And in this way, actually, Nawab Hussain Shah invited Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami at that time and made them the prime minister and the chief minister and finance home minister and the finance minister, very, very important positions. Of course, he threatened them that if they do not join him, he would torment the Hindu population and he would create a lot of havoc. So by their pressure and with that desire to serve the devotees and protect the people in general of their kingdom, they accepted these positions. And it is very wonderfully described how actually even in such wonderful position they were very, very like wonderfully taking care of all their subjects, and they were all very satisfied, even though they were in such a difficult situation under such a difficult ruler who was meat eater, intoxication, always engaged in rampaging and killing. But he even had that lot of faith and trust in Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. He that entrusted them with all the powers, and he would be completely aloof and he would be just going out and in increasing his kingdom more and more. So in that way, he entrusted Rupa Goswami with all and Sanatana Goswami with all the wealth and made a beautiful palace for them. And amazingly, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami in Ramkeli, in their huge palace, they built a beautiful like a garden, Kadamba Kanan, where in the replica of Sri Vrindavan, and would have Bhagavad Kathas there, and they would sit. It is described the opulence they had was like the Indra, and they would be sitting with all their ministers and many people from the neighboring people. They would come and they would construct various wonderful houses on the bank of Ganges in Ramkeli and serve all the Vaishnavas and devotees. And so in this way, a wonderful like atmosphere was created in Ramkeli, and a beautiful garden was created, and they were completely absorbed in these pastimes of their own. And even the rulers, they were also, even though they were like demoniac people, they were also loving and respecting Sripad Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And as we talked about the Brajabasis, he had such wonderful and loving relationship with all the Brajabasis. He would go to different village in Brajbhumi every day and like talk to them about their household things. They would ask, how is your marriage going on? How are your cows? How is your agriculture going on? In this way, he would talk very lovingly, and they would treat him like their guru. Even the small boys, they would love him, respect him, they would worship him. Some even the elderly people and the ladies also. Whenever he would go to a village in Brajbhumi, every day he would visit that, the people would come out to receive him, greet him, and cry tears of appreciation for him. And they would offer him various wonderful services, milk, yogurt, and different prasadam. And in this way, have very, very loving like relationship he established with them. And when he would be going out from any village, they would come out till the next village and they will be crying again. So Maharaj was mentioning in his lecture that Sanatana Goswami's daily life was making people cry. He loved crying in meeting, that is happily crying, and then when they would be going, he would making them cry in separation. That was the love he had. So he attracted all the hearts. And also, as Mahaprabhu's instruction was there, when Gopal Bhattu Goswami come, Raghunath Das Goswami come, you have loving relationships, wonderful loving relationships they would have. He would visit them in Radhakund, he would serve them, he would have loving relation, reciprocation with Gopal Bhattu Goswami and all the other Goswami. So in this way we see the personality Dhira Dhira Janam. He was dear to the most ruffians like the Nawab Hussain Shah, the king. At the same time, very loving to the Brajabasis, to all the devotees, to all the Goswamis, to his the equals or the godbrothers. That was the wonderful relation which Sripad Sanatan Goswami established. This wonderful way, and he received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We'll see the next verse and then we'll go to Nana Shastra Vicharinaika Nipuno Sadharma Sanstapako Lokanam Hitakarino Tribhuvane Manyo Sharanyakaro Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajana Nande Mat Taliko Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyuko Sri Jiva Gopalako Rupa Sanatana Raghuyuko Sri Jiva Gopalako. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, the Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Sri Jeev Goswami, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizing, studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all the human beings. Thus, they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of gopis and are engaged in transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. It's amazing how Sanatana Goswami fulfilled this vision of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He personally came, Mahaprabhu, and he just gave 8 verses of Sikshashtakam. But through the Goswamis, he actually established the Siddhant of the Gaudiya Vaishnavism through the writings of Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and Jiva Goswami. It's amazing how actually in the beginning also, when Sanatana Goswami was young, you know, he had a beautiful vision or a dream wherein when a beautiful Brahmana comes and offer him Srimad Bhagavatam. And when he gets up, he realized there's no Srimad Bhagavatam there. So he was lamenting, but later that morning, that Brahmana actually came and offered him a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then from that day on, he would relish every day reading Srimad Bhagavatam, absorbing in those wonderful pastimes and leelas in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That was the position that the Lord personally arranged for a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam for him, and then he absorbed. Of course, by Srila Prabhupada's grace, we have that copy of Srimad Bhagavatam now readily available. So now it's up to us. So now in this way, so in beautifully also, of course, very, very beautifully, later on, as we know, that wonderful pastime where Sanatana Goswami, after his first meeting in Ramkeli, he meets Mahaprabhu in Varanasi at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. And he stayed there for 2 months. And Mahaprabhu, every day for 2 months, the whole day they were discussing about Krishna and various pastimes and the various philosophical truths which he wanted to establish the pure devotional service. It's amazing how even Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita dedicates full 5 chapters about the Sanatana Shiksha. Very, very detailed descriptions of the Sambandha Gan, about the creation, about the Achintya Bheda Ved Tattva, about the nature of the material worlds. Various wonderful, in great detail, the famous story of the Mrigari, the story of the Sarvagya, the astrologer, and establishing ultimately the bhakti and the position of Krishna's greatness through that story of Brahmaji, where he goes to meet Krishna in Dwarka and gets bewildered, and how Lakshmiji performs his leelas to or austerities to achieve Braj Prem. So in this way, various esoterically or very detailed philosophically, Mahaprabhu personally actually blesses and explains this Siddhanta in the Kashi or in Varanasi for the 2 months. And finally at the end he blesses Sanatana Goswami that you are empowered and please go and wonderfully write these wonderful scriptures glorifying devotional service. So in this way Mahaprabhu personally entrusted him with that responsibility wherein he could. And finally he established the various holy places, and one another services which Mahaprabhu gave was to write about these, the essential truths which he explained to them. And he wonderfully wrote various books like the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, which describe the life of a pure devotional service, the life of a pure devotee, the process and the glories of bhakti. And then he wrote the Hari Bhakti Vilas about Mahaprabhu's instruction was also through your personal example and through your writing, teach what should be the behavior of a devotee and what should be the etiquettes in following the process of devotion service and what is the rules and regulations for a renounced order of life. So he wrote that Hari Bhakti Vilas, and then he wrote the commentary to the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Dasham Tippani and the Dasham Charit. So in this way, he wrote wonderful books establishing the Siddhanta of pure devotional service by the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then we'll read the third verse. Shri Gauranga Gunana Varanana Vitho Shraddha Smridhan Vitho Papo Tapa Nikantano Tanubhritam Govinda Ganamrite Anandam Budhivadane Kanipuno Kevalya Nistharako Vande Rupa Sanatana Rakuyuko Sri Jiva Gopalako. So in this verse it's described, I offer my obeisance unto six Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopala Bhatta Goswami, who are very much enriched in understanding of Lord Chaitanya and who are thus expert in narrating his transcendental qualities. They can purify all conditioned souls from the reactions of their sinful activities by pouring upon them the transcendental songs about Govinda. As such, they are very expert in increasing the limits of ocean of transcendental bliss. They are the saviors of all the living entities from the devouring mouth of liberation. We see how through his pastimes and through his wonderful meeting with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, specifically he establishes and glorifies the position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and through his various writings and his discussions with the six Goswamis, and he glorifies Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's position. We see that wonderful episode where in Jagannath Puri, the first time when after meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Varanasi, he, following his desire, he went to Vrindavan, and later on, by the permission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami decides to visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Jagannath Puri, and he is passing through the forests of Jharikhand, and on the way, drinking some contaminated water and not having proper food, on the way traveling completely absorbed in the desire to meet Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he develops some disease or some sores on his body with some pus and blood coming out. With that condition, he is coming to Sri Jagannath Puri, and at the same time he is thinking that I have been infested with such horrible disease. What is the use of my life? I cannot render any practical service because I cannot anyways go and visit Jagannath Mandir because I am from this Malecha. I was serving the Malecha kings, and also now my body is so rendered useless. I cannot even spend time with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he stays very close to the house, to the temple of Sri Jagannath, and I will not be able to visit him also. So in this way, in great humility, he is thinking that better it's to give up this life, useless life, which cannot render any practical service, and maybe when I am there in Jagannath Puri in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I would give up my life under the chariot of Sri Jagannath on the Rath Yatra day. With that desire, he comes in to the house of Haridas Thakur, where Srila Haridas Thakur was staying. And in the first meeting also, Haridas Thakur had introduced, actually, in Ramakeli, Haridas Thakur introduced Sanatan Goswami. So herein also, and the custom was, or as was the wish of the Supreme Lord, Mahaprabhu would every day visit the house of Srila Haridas Thakur. And that day when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and as soon as Mahaprabhu came, Sanatana Goswami offers his obeisances, and Haridas Thakur also obeisances, and then Haridas Thakur tells Mahaprabhu that Mahaprabhu lying here is your dear devotee Sanatan. He has come to visit you. And Mahaprabhu immediately raises Sanatan Goswami and he is about to embrace Shripad Sanatan Goswami. And Sanatan Goswami is thinking that this body is contaminated, it's not fit for the Supreme Lord to be embraced. So he goes far away from Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu runs and embraces Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu says, he is in his great humility, he's saying that this contaminated body, my dear Lord, is not fit for you to be embraced by. And Mahaprabhu personally glorifies Sanatan Goswami that you are such a wonderful Vaishnava that I am embracing you for my own purification. And then of course they had a discussion and Mahaprabhu tells that Rupa Goswami was also here sometime back, 10 days back, and he told me that your brother Anupam, he left his body. And of course Sanatan Goswami, remembering Srila Anupam, he glorifies Anupam that how he was such a wonderful Vaishnava and he was the great devotee of Lord Ram. Sanatan Goswami was explaining that actually Anupam was always meditating on the various leelas and pastimes of Ram, and us and both of us, Rupa Goswami and myself, we would always talk about Krishna and discuss from Srimad Bhagavatam, and we were telling him about Krishna's glory and sweetness, so we would request him to chant the names of Krishna. So on our persuasion he agreed to chant, but the whole night he could not sleep, similar to the pastime of Srila Murari Gupta. He was also instructed by Mahaprabhu to remember. So in this way, then the morning, Anupam came to Rupa and Sanatan Goswami and told them that I cannot give up the worship of my Lord. And then Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami said that we glorified him and we actually were very happy to see his great devotion for his loving master. And this way, Mahaprabhu was very, very pleased to hear this. And then he was saying that similar is the life of Sri Murari Gupta. He was also very attached. In that context, that famous verse which we always sing is Sei Bhakta Dhanya Jena Chhade Prabhura Charana Sei Prabhu Dhanya Jena Chhade Nija Jana. Like that, that devotee is glorious who never gives up the worship of his master. And that master is glorious who never gives up his devotee. And then Mahaprabhu says that glorious is that master who, even if the servant goes, the master catches by the shikha and brings him back. So in this way, Mahaprabhu is very pleased to hear about the glories of Anupam from Shripad Sanatan Goswami. And then of course, every day this would happen, Mahaprabhu would personally come with the Mahaprasad of Sri Jagannath, because Sanatan Goswami, out of his humility, he would not go, and Mahaprabhu would personally bring and Jagannath in the form of Mahaprabhu would personally come and give darshan, and he would embrace every time. So again and again, Sanatan Goswami was feeling great remorse, and one time when Mahaprabhu personally comes there and he's talking to Sanatan Goswami, he personally tells that give up this idea of suicide, which foolish idea which you have. If you think just by committing suicide you can achieve Krishna, then I would give my life millions of times every second, if that was the way to achieve Krishna. And Mahaprabhu tells that this body you have already surrendered unto me. You have no proprietorship over your body. This body of yours, this transcendental body, belongs to me. Your body is my property. You have surrendered unto me. Therefore, you no longer have any claim for your body or life. Mahaprabhu says that I am going to use your body as my principal instrument for spreading Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Then Mahaprabhu again reiterated that I want to go you to go to Vrindavan and write books. And through your books and lifestyle, I want you to establish the principles of how a devotee must live and what is devotional service. So again, Mahaprabhu gave the same instruction to him. And in this way, Haridas Thakur, when he heard these wonderful words, he was very, very pleased. And he begins to glorify Sanatan Goswami that you are so fortunate that actually you are, Mahaprabhu is considering your body as his own personal self. And he is actually using you as your instrument. And Sanatan Goswami, in his great humility, he begins to actually glorifying Haridas Thakur, that what to speak of you. Mahaprabhu has come, in one sense, to spread the Harinam Sankirtan, to inaugurate the Harinam Sankirtan in the process of chanting the names of God. And he is doing this through you. So you are more fortunate that through you, he is inaugurating the Harinam Sankirtan. You are chanting the 3 lakh names of God every day, and Mahaprabhu is through you, and in a beautiful way he glorifies. And that the famous statement which comes in that context here, where Srila Haridas Thakur says in glorifying, that some people preach very nicely, but their behavior is not very exemplary. And other people behave very well, but they do not know how to preach. But you, Haridas Thakur, simultaneously preach perfectly both by your words and your example. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is empowering you to deliver the whole universe. And that was the life of Shripad Sanatana Goswami also. He was preaching and he was following his example, through his wonderful example, having loving relationship with the Goswamis, writing this wonderful literature, spreading this movement, and through his own personal humility and example, teaching the whole world that through his example he was doing. That was wonderful service. And also, as Srivanivasacharya writes, that he was giving pure devotional service and not giving anything lower, or the Kaivalya Nistarako or liberation or anything lower was being discarded. We know that famous story wherein one of the Lord Shiva's disciple was glorifying him and worshipping him, and Lord Shiva personally directs him to Sanatan Goswami, that he has a Chintamani, a touchstone, which anything iron touched to that will turn into gold. So you go and accept that gift from Shripad Sanatan Goswami. And that devotee of Lord Shiva, he comes to Sanatan Goswami, that Lord Shiva has personally sent me to get the gift of Chintamani, or this wonderful stone which you have. So do you have, please give this as a gift to me. And Sanatan Goswami, just pointing to a pile of rubbish, he say that it's kept over there, you can just pick it up. And that person is looking for that Chintamani in that pile of rubbish. And by the grace of Lord Shiva, he had that fortune that he could come to that realization, or that thought came to his mind, that this person has kept this Chintamani which everyone is hankering for in the rubbish. What if that means he has something more valuable and greater to give to me? So then he approaches Shripad Sanatana Goswami with great respect, and he asks that, my dear Lord, you have something more valuable, it seems, that you have kept this valuable Chintamani which everyone is hankering for. And of course, Sanatana Goswami says, yes, I have the greater treasure. But if you want, you have to give up this temporary treasure or wealth. So he checks for the faith of that person. And that person, having the faith in the words of Sadhu, by the grace of Lord Shiva, he throws that in Jamunaji and comes back. And then Sanatana Goswami gives him the process of devotional service and the chanting of the holy names. So in that way, Sanatana Goswami, through his various pastimes, was teaching us what is of utmost importance. Nothing of this world can match the mercy which all of us are receiving by the grace of Srila Prabhupada in the form of this holy name. So next, we will read the next verse from... Tyaktva tu namashesha mandala patim Shrenim sadato chavat Bhutvadina ganesha kau karunaya Kopina kantha shrita Gopi bhavara samrita dilahari Kallola magna moha Vande rupa sanatana rakhu yuga Sri jiva gopalako. So here in Srinivasacharya writes that I offer my obeisances to the six Goswami, namely Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Shripal Gopal Bhatt Goswami, who kicked off all association of aristocracy as insignificant. In order to deliver the poor conditioned soul, they accepted loincloths, treating themselves as mendicants, but they are always merged in ecstatic ocean of the gopis' love for Krishna, and bathe always and repeatedly in the waves of that ocean. So we see from the lives of Shripad Sanatana Goswami, great wealthy the merchants, even from the beginning, he had a lot of wealth. And later on also, when they became the kings, or like the, they were practically like the kings, having the highest of wealth. And we know Rupa Goswami, he had a boat full of wealth and gold coins. And Sanatana Goswami equally wealthy, and they were serving all these wonderful guests and hosting this. So that was their wealth which they have. And they had the desire. Actually, even in the beginning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually personally appeared in the dream of Sanatana Goswami in the beginning and told them that you give up this material wealth and come and go to Vrindavan and establish the utmost bhakti movement. And therein, Sanatana Goswami explained this to Sripad Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami said that, I know that great personality which appeared in your dream is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is living in this world. And I think we should all, both of us, should go and surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this way, they actually approached their mother. And of course, mother also and father, both great, amazing, wonderful Vaishnavas. His father, when they were prime minister and home ministers, he was every day performing yajnas and condemning himself and condemning them that they are engaged in the service of these abominable malechas. Otherwise, naturally, any father would be proud that they are the kings and the home minister and the prime minister. Glory to these wonderful Vaishnav parents. They were condemning that what are they doing, and they were repenting when would be able to give up this jobs of home minister and prime minister. So, and when they approached their mother, say more, mother also suggested them that you write to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to about your desire to surrender your life. And on the desire of their mother, they wrote letters, repeated letters to Mahaprabhu. Of course, no reply for many letters. And finally, Mahaprabhu just wrote a one paragraph reply that, like a wife who is having another paramour other than her husband, she should serve the husband very nicely, but at the same time meditating on her paramour. So they understood that the right time will come when Mahaprabhu's mercy will dawn upon us, and then we will be able to surrender our lives. And finally, when Mahaprabhu was actually going to Vrindavan, in his first attempt to go to Vrindavan after a long, long time on his way to Brajbhumi, he actually takes a detour to Ramkeli. And of course, Mahaprabhu later on tells them that many people ask me why I came to Ramkeli, why I took a turn to Ramkeli to come to Vrindavan. And then Mahaprabhu explained that I just came because of both of you. And in that wonderful prayers, they actually came in the middle of the night to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That time, Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik. Maharaj was explaining one of the lectures. That time, it was very, very rare that any Hindu was given such titles by the Nawab. So in that sense, they were very, very like opulent and rich titles they were given by. So when they came there, they approached Sri Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, who finally introduced them to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then they offered obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a straw in their teeth and a cloth around their neck. They offered wonderful prayers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in their utmost humility. Actually, they began to cry when Mahaprabhu embraced them. Sanatana Goswami, big, big ministers with genuine humility, they are approaching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are the lowest of men. They're actually feeling in that great humility. We cannot imitate, we can just appreciate their glory and these wonderful acharyas, how through their pastime they are teaching us. And so they said, Mahaprabhu asked them to introduce. They said, we cannot introduce. Mahaprabhu says, anyways, I know you from your letters which you had written me and your sincere desire to surrender unto me. And then they expressed their desire, and they were saying that, Mahaprabhu, we are even lower than Jagai and Madhai. Because Jagai and Madhai, they were just performed some sinful activities. They were in Hasyam, or they were criticizing you. They were chanting the names of God, and they were staying in Navadvip in a holy place. And we are engaged in the service of the Malechas and Yavanas and assisting them. So what is our abominable position? We are much, much lower than Jagai and Madhai. You didn't have to exert anything to deliver Jagai and Madhai. But if you have come in this world to actually deliver the Patit, so we are the most rightful candidates, lower than Jagai and Madhai. In this way, they're repeatedly crying, and they offer their wonderful prayers and glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, of course, Mahaprabhu, when he hears their prayers, many times it comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu is saying that to Sanatana Goswami, your humility is breaking my heart. Many times it comes. And then hearing these prayers, finally Mahaprabhu pacifies them and tells them, my dear Dabir Khas and Sanatan or Sakar Malik, you are my actually eternal associates. You are my very old servants. And that day on, Mahaprabhu initiates them and gives them the name Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. And then Mahaprabhu says that, I just came to Ramkeli to give you this meeting or this darshan which you were aspiring. And then, of course, Mahaprabhu tells them, gives them the instruction to go to Vrindavan when the right time comes. And in this way, Mahaprabhu embraced them. And of course, Sanatana Goswami then tells Mahaprabhu that you're going to Vrindavan with such hundreds and thousands of people. It's not appropriate. Probably you go with few devotees. And then finally, Mahaprabhu returns from Kanai Natshala on Sanatana Goswami's advice. That was the position of Sripad Sanatana Goswami. So that was Sanatana Goswami's opulence and how he gave up everything to fulfill the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We'll recite the fifth verse. Kujata kokila hamsa sarasa gana Kile mayura kule Nana ratna nibhada mula vitapa Shri yukta vrindavane Radha krishna maharnisham prabhajato Jivartha doyo muda Vande rupa sanatana raghu yuga Shri jiva gopalako. I offer my respectful obeisance unto the six Goswami, the Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Shri Jiva Goswami, Shri Gopala Bhatt Goswami, who were always engaged in worshipping Radha and Krishna in the transcendental land of Brajabhumi, where there are beautiful trees full of fruits and flowers which have under their roots all valuable jewels. The Goswamis are perfectly competent to bestow upon the living entities the greatest boon of the goal of life. So we see by the desire of and instructions of Sripad Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sripad Sanatana Goswami made his residence in Brajbhumi, excavated all, assisted all the Goswamis, and collectively they excavated these wonderful holy places. And when all the devotees from Brajbhumi, the Bengali devotees, would come visit Brajbhumi and go to Mahaprabhu, they, and Mahaprabhu would ask about what they are doing, the activities of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they would say that always they are absorbed in the land of Brajbhumi, crying out for Radharani's name, Krishna's name, chanting the names in a prescribed way, and they are in the bowers of Vrindavan and worshipping Radha and Krishna. So in this way, they were completely absorbed. And we also know how Sripad Sanatana Goswami, in one sense, established the first main temple of Sri Radha, Sri Madan Gopal. We know that famous story when Sri Chaitanya, when our Sanatana Goswami was there in one of the areas in Brajbhumi, he saw a beautiful child playing with other small children in Vrindavan, and Sanatana Goswami was very attracted to that beautiful boy, and he was surprised how he's getting so much attracted. And the whole day Sanatana Goswami is seeing the little Brajbasi kids playing there, and then in the evening Sanatana Goswami follows that beautiful boy who was playing as Braj Gopa. He goes and enters in the temple of Madan Gopal, and when he goes there, he sees only Madan Gopal, and he could understand this is non-different than Shri Madan Gopal who gave me this wonderful darshan. And of course, that Madan Gopal deity which he saw was the established by Vajranab, Krishna's grandson, great grandson, and then later on it was discovered by Advaita Acharya at Advaitavat, and which was being worshipped by his one of his disciples, Purushottam Chaubey. And finally, then the Lord appeared in his dream of Srila Sanatana Goswami that I want to be worshipped by you. And Sanatana Goswami, then he approached Purushottam Chaubey, and the Lord of course appeared in his dream also. And he finally began to worship Madan Gopal, the deity of beautiful deity of Madan Gopal, in a very, very simple way, because he was living as a mendicant, as a beggar, begging madhukari, doing everywhere and begging some rotis, whatever, simple rotis, even without salt, he would accept that and offer, and he had that desire to offer at least some salt and have some better worship. And then one of the merchants from Multan, Krishnadas Kapoor, he happened to be passing through that way because of the desire of Srila Sanatana Goswami. This wonderful pastime took place that his boat got struck, and that right where Sanatana Goswami was worshipping Madan Gopal on Dwadash Aditya Teel, the place where the Madan Mohan temple is there. And then Krishna personally, in the form of a small child, he comes in front of this person and he says that, if you need help, go to Sanatana Goswami. He's there on the top. He's a great saint. You take shelter of him and then your situation can be improved. So Krishnadas Kapoor, he climbs up the hill and offers respects to Sanatana Goswami. And he explains the situation, that this is my situation. I am in great difficulty here. And Sanatana Goswami, he surrenders unto the lotus feet of Sanatana Goswami. Of course, Sanatana Goswami takes him and takes him to the deity of Madan Gopal and puts him at his lotus feet. So Maharaj was explaining, that is what the preacher's duty is, to take the person whom we are preaching and puts it at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, to the Acharya Vrind, passing that. And Sanatana Goswami does that, and then as soon as that Krishnadas, he comes down, and he, by the grace of Sanatana Goswami, that the boat comes out, and then he comes up to Sanatana Goswami and offers, what can I offer service? And Sanatana Goswami, in great humility, says that, I don't need anything. I'm happy doing bhajan here. But Madan Gopal is here. If you can give some salt and you can make a beautiful temple for Madan Gopal. And finally we see he builds a beautiful temple of Madan Mohan. The first, practically, the temple which came up in Sri Brajabhumi by the sincere desire of Shripad Sanatana Goswami. And later on, of course, the Mughals came. Then Madan Mohanji shifted to Jaipur. And then Jaipur princess, who was also very attached to worshipping Madan Mohanji, she, when she was married in Karoli, she was very attached, and she told the prince of Karoli, and he built a beautiful temple in Karoli there, and Madan Mohanji went in dowry by the great desire of Shripad Sanatana. Another beautiful temple was made for Madan Mohanji in Karoli, where they are being now worshipped. So that was Shripad Sanatana Goswami. We'll read the next verse. Sankhya purvaka nama gananati bhi kalavasani krito nidrahara vihara kaldi vijito chatyanta dino chayo radha krishna guna smrite madhurima Andena sammohito vande rupa sanatana raghuyuga sri jiva gopalako. I offer my respectful obeisance unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatt Goswami, who were engaged in chanting the names of the Lord and bowing down in a scheduled measurement. In this way, they utilized their valuable lives in executing these devotional activities. They conquered over eating and sleeping and were always meek and humble, enchanted by remembering the transcendental qualities of the Lord. So in this way we see Sanatana Goswami to set wonderful example. These Goswamis, actually, they were following the rules and regulations and chanting the names in a prescribed way, and they were completely unaware or aloof from their, as Srinivasacharya is mentioning, about their eating, sleeping, and at many times, even in one time in Pavan Sarovar, I think, Sanatana Goswami was performing his bhajan there and completely absorbed in a secluded place and not caring about his eating or sleeping or anything. And Krishna personally, in the form of a beautiful young boy, comes and offers him a bucket of milk to Shripad Sanatana Goswami, that I saw you are performing this bhajan under a tree. They would sleep every day under a different tree, and then that child, beautiful child in the form of Krishna, offers him that milk, that I saw you performing this bhajan and completely not eating and sleeping, and I came and offered, this is milk from this, from the cows. And also, I see you're performing bhajan and you're having great difficulty. So please build a kutir. This will give great pleasure to all the Brajabasis. Are feeling great pain because of your austerities in performing bhajan. So then that child suddenly disappears and Sanatan Goswami accepts that milk. And when just by drinking that milk, he exhibited those ecstatic symptoms, and in great ecstasy, he was drinking that milk and he got that realization that this boy was Krishna, and he was feeling very remorse that he had to give that service to Krishna to offer him that milk. And then he understood that is Krishna's desire, and finally they built a beautiful or a simple bhajan kutir for Sripan Sanatan Goswami at the banks of Pavan Sarovar there. So in this way, they were absorbed. And also he had a vow of every day performing the Govardhan Parikrama. And even in his old age, he was doing that Parikrama and with great struggle. And the Lord personally again appears as a small, beautiful boy and personally actually wipes that perspiration on the head of Sripad Sanatan Goswami and tells him that, why are you performing this Parikrama? Now you are old. He said, this is my vow and I will be doing it unless Krishna personally comes and tells me. And of course, that small little boy and finally climbs up the hill, and by Krishna's own devotion or for his devotee, he caused Sri Giriraj to melt actually. And the lotus footprints of Krishna were impressed in the cows. And that small boy personally picked that shila and gave it to Sanatan Goswami and told him that you circumambulate this in your old age. And he personally actually took that shila and took it to Chakratirth, where Sanatan Goswami was actually staying. And then thereon, Sanatan Goswami was doing the parikrama. So in that way, they were very, very strict, and Sankhya Purvak, they were chanting and they're performing their vratas in great austerity. So we'll just read the last two verses. I'll just complete in 5 minutes. Radha kunda tate kalinditanaya tire chavamsi vate premon madhava sadashesha dashaya grasto pramatta sada gayanto chakada harer gunavaram bhavabhibhuto muda vande rupa sanatana raghuyuga Sri Jiva Gopalako. I offer my respectful obeisance to the 6 Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were sometimes on the bank of Radhakund Lake, or sometimes on the bank of Yamuna, and sometimes at Bamshivat. There they appeared just like madmen in full ecstasy of love for Krishna, exhibiting different transcendental symptoms in their bodies. And they were merged in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. In this way, Sripad Sanatan Goswami and all the other Goswamis on the bank of Sri Radhakund and on the bank of Yamuna, Sanatan Goswami would also sometimes visit Raghunath Das Goswami and in his bhajan and associate with them at Radhakund and perform his bhajan at Pavan Sarovar and in Chakratirth, in various places in the whole of Brajbhumi. They would be absorbed in chanting and dancing and these wonderful separations, feelings of separation. And one time when actually Raghunath Das Goswami, he was performing his bhajan and at the bank of Radhakund, and Sanatan Goswami happened to visit there, and he saw a tiger coming to drink waters from Sri Radhakund there. And then he saw Krishna in a small boy personally with a stick protecting Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. And he, after the whole thing, then when the tiger goes, Sanatan Goswami approached Raghunath Das Goswami that, what is this? We are performing bhajan, but we are taking service from Krishna. So you should have a bhajan kutir. Previously, Krishna had to tell him to make a bhajan kutir. Now he's telling Raghunath Das Goswami to have a bhajan kutir. So in parampara. And then also he saw later on in the sun when Raghunath Das Goswami was performing bhajan, Radharani personally through her shawl was giving her shade. And then in sense, he told Raghunath Das Goswami, how can we accept service from our worshipable lords? And then they built a beautiful that place of which is still there. Raghunath Das Goswami's bethak was made. And also, one time even Rupa Goswami, who would always treat Sanatan Goswami as his spiritual master, he was there. He was had a desire to offer some nice food, and he invites to Sanatana Goswami, and he was thinking to make some kheer for Shripad Sanatana Goswami, and Radharani personally comes and brings milk, rice, ghee and sugar, and seeing Srupa Goswami busy, she personally prepares that offering for Sanatana Goswami, and then Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they accept that kheer, and they were in great ecstasy, and Sanatana Goswami could, they were both like having tears of ecstasy, and they were crying for the names of Srimati Radharani by experiencing that sweet rice, which they couldn't resist, but they were at the same time crying, and he told Rupa Goswami, how can we accept service from our worshipable masters? That was their mood always, that always in the mood of serving and in separation, as Srinivasacharya is pointing. And to conclude with, He Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalithe He Nanda Suno Kuto Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindivane Kito Goshanta viti sarvato vrajapure Kedir mahavivalo Vande rupa sanatana raghu yuga Sri jiva gopalako. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were chanting very loudly everywhere in Vrindavan, shouting, Queen of Vrindavan, O Radharani, O Lalite, O son of Nanda Maharaj, where are you now? Are you just on the hill of Govardhan, or are you under the trees on the bank of Jamuna? Where are you? These were their moods in executing Krishna consciousness. So this way, Sanatana Goswami also, like all other Goswamis, were intensely absorbed in the whole of Brajabhumi in the mood of separation, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came to teach, the highest mood of loving in separation and service in separation. That was the mood which the Goswamis through their personal life actually exemplified, and how they were feeling great separation from the Brajagopis. One of the wonderful pastimes, just to conclude with, one of the one time Rupa Goswami, he had written some writing in wherein he describes about the braids of Radharani and the gopis as comparing it to black snakes. And when he offered that writing to Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami was a little confused. How can you write, compare about the braid or the hairs of Srimati Radharani, our worshipable masters, to the snakes? And then, but Rupa Goswami accepted that. And then one time when Sanatana Goswami was taking bath in Sri Yamunaji, he saw some of the gopis, the cowherd ladies, they were taking bath there. And he saw them taking bath. And then he saw, which apparently to looked him like a snake climbing on the back of one of the gopis. And he was crying, hey, snake is there, please move aside, take it aside. And then when he goes, they don't listen to him. They were just absorbed in their playing. And when Sanatana Goswami is approaching them, those gopis disappear from there. And then that way, Radharani and the gopis personally gave him those visions. So in that sense, that was the mood of, that was the position of Shripad Sanatana Goswami, these wonderful literatures. And their, especially the utmost humility, which they, Sanatana Goswami personally taught through his example, is very, very exalted and very, very exemplary, and Mahaprabhu personally taught this quality through him. So this was just for our purification, we discussed something about Shripad Sanatana Goswami, because we are all coming from a background with great pride and great learning and all, so it's difficult to, in one sense, be humble or appreciate that humility even. I remember in the college where we were studying, one of the departments, computer science department, somehow today that t-shirt one devotee was wearing, that reminded me of that. They had written that, behind the t-shirt they had written, it's difficult to be humble when you know you are the best. So that was the people, so that is the world where we are coming from. So in that sense, that's the place we are coming from. So with that great burden, it's difficult to perform bhakti with humility and absorption in the holy name. So by the prayers and blessings of Shripad Sanatana Goswami on this day, we can all pray for, so that we can develop some love for Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in a humble mood, chant and serve. That was the mood of Sanatana Goswami, always rendering service, not accepting service. So we can someday get that mood of desire to serve. Jai Shripad Sanatana Goswami ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. Thank you for...